AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump announced that Israel and Lebanon agreed to extend Israel's ceasefire with Hezbollah for 3 weeks. The Hezbollah militant group has opposed Lebanon's talks with Israel. The president yesterday also ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats that deploy mines to choke traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, he also said the military is boosting its mine-clearing efforts there. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more on the president's strategy in Iran.
President Trump says he is in no hurry to end the war in Iran. At the White House, the president said the Iranian Navy is gone. Leaders are gone.
They have all new leadership and they're fighting like cats and dogs for who's going to control. Because we've created a real mess for them.
He says he wants to work out the best deal possible with Iran. The president also said he closed the Strait of Hormuz.
We opened the strait. That means they're going to make $500 million a day. I don't want them to make $500 million a day until they settle this thing. So I'm the one that kept it closed. We have total control of it.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the president has been reckless in Iran.
We have not decimated their nuclear stockpile to the extent that it exists. And the Strait of Hormuz is now controlled by Iran.
Iran's president and parliament speaker are both refuting President Trump's claim of a leadership rift. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A U.S. soldier has been charged with using classified information to win more than $400,000 in an online betting market. Federal officials say Gannon Ken Van Dyke was part of the operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. He allegedly used the information on a prediction market site. This is AP News. From Indiana to the NFL, a trophy-winning quarterback led off the first day of football's Super Bowl of the offseason. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
Fernando Mendoza's journey from overlooked two-star recruit to the top of the NFL draft is complete after the Las Vegas Raiders took him with the first pick on Thursday night.
Whatever team was going to select me would be a good fit, but deep down in my heart, I knew the Raiders were most likely going to be the best fit.
The 22-year-old QB and Heisman Trophy winner led Indiana to its first national championship. He skipped the draft in Pittsburgh to celebrate at home in Miami. The Jets drafted edge rusher David Bailey second overall. Running back Jeremiah Love went third to the Cardinals. Carnell Tate went fourth to the Titans, and edge rusher Arvell Reese fifth to the Giants. QB Ty Simpson went number 13 to the Rams. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.